In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Holy Church is celebrating the resurrection of the Lord, which is to us the biggest holiday of all, the resurrection of our Lord. And of course, today, the first time we celebrated, we hear that wonderful, loud, rejoicing sound. Christ is risen, truly is risen, and people are answering it, and it brings joy to the heart. Well, in today's reading of the Gospel, we're being brought into that realization, or to look realistically what is in store for us. The Lord gave a parable. The parable was about the rich man and the poor Lazarus. What happened, the Lord says that he is a rich man, that's feasting every day. He has everything that he wants and enjoying himself life every day, feasting. On the other hand, there is a Lazarus who is very, very poor and very sick, and he is actually laying on the ground with the being close to probably to death, being all having wounds on him that are festering. And he wishes only that he could get the crumbs that are falling down from the table of the rich man. But since the Lord says the dogs come over and they lick his wounds up and they lick off the pus over him, so in all probability these same dogs probably pick up all the little crumbs, and very, very little, if anything, is reaching ever Lazarus. And so the next thing the Lord says to us, that the angels came and took the soul. He dies and the angels took his soul and brings him to the kingdom of heaven. And then, after that, he says the rich man dies and he gets a fancy funeral. And you can imagine that being able to be in a position of feasting every day, and what kind of funeral he has gotten. We can look at the funerals that the very rich people get today, as it always was. But then the scene changes, and then the Lord says that the rich man wound up to be in fire, in hell, in great torture. And he's giving a glimpse, or is able to see all of a sudden the place of Abraham, where he is in the kingdom of heaven, and he spots and notices Lazarus there, which he must have, that shows that he must have noticed him when he was at his doorsteps begging and wishing for food, if he recognized that it was Lazarus. And he tells Abraham to please send Lazarus to me so that he can quench my tongue, because I'm burning in here and being tortured with it. But Abraham says, no, I cannot do that. You know, remember that when you were on earth, you rejoiced all the time. You were feasting and fasting, and not fasting, when he was in agony and in trouble and in sickness all the time. And he had a very difficult time on earth. So now he is rejoicing, and you having a very good time, and now you are in trouble. And so then the rich man says to Abraham, but I have five brothers. Would you please send Lazarus to go to them and tell them what is happening, so that they will not come to this place as I have come? And Abraham says, well, they have Moses and the prophets, and if they didn't listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not listen if somebody comes after resurrection. And this is really, we see in the history, the Lord came. The Lord came on this earth, as we know, in 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, and he had resurrected so many. He himself has resurrected himself and came back, and many people saw, but they didn't believe. They were even at the time when the prophets, they didn't listen, neither Moses nor other prophets, about the resurrection of the dead, because there was two, there was the Pharisees and there was the Sadducees. The Sadducees denied the resurrection and life after. And yet they had these scriptures of the Old Testament. And when the Lord himself raised himself up, they didn't believe it either. They did not follow him. And this is what's happening today. Now the question is, how do we feel? Do we really believe in a life after death? And if the answer is yes, and I hope that's what the answer is, that it is yes, then we have to understand that we cannot and should not look for the time that we're spending here on earth as the time that we can spend in entertainment, no matter what, and in pleasures, in doing something that is being free from any inconveniences and any hardships, any sickness. Listen, remember what happened to the rich man. If we live like rich men and not denying ourselves anything and being all the time feasting and being able to just waste our time and not working for our salvation, we're not going to be able to make it. What is the thing that we have to do? Well, here on earth, we have to endure. We have to endure whatever suffering that may befall us. We have to endure that. But most of all, we have to force ourselves to do something for others, to be merciful to others. Now, we know that today is not the time that that many people are hungry, that they actually have nothing to eat. Even though you can find these people also, but if they're not around you, but you can't see them, then I'm sure that most of us are hungering for spiritual food and for spiritual drink. And this is what every one of us can do. We don't have to be missionaries or priests to be able to do that. It is quite sufficient, and even more important is the prayer. And this is something every one of us can do. We can pray for the Lord to open up the heart for those who still have not accepted the Lord and have not followed in his footsteps according to the gospel to go into the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a hard work, and prayer is something that is going to be considered as one of the most important mercies that we can give to others, to help for others. So let's work on that. Let's work on our prayer life. Let's work that we will be able to really show the love for the Lord and the love for our neighbors. And when we see them hungering, especially in spiritual way, that we will try to give them as much prayer as possible. We'll ask the Lord and of course the Mother of God. Today the Church is celebrating the Joy of All Sorrows of the Mother of God, the icon of Mother of God. And of course we know that she really, every time we cry out to her, she's willing to give us joy and to soften our hardships and our troubles that we may be at the time when we call. Because she is filled with love and filled with mercy, as of course her son is. And she wants us to start to become closer and closer to her son and to our God and her God, so that we'll be able to rejoice, not just temporary, not here just, but in eternity for all the time. But here, let us endure as much as we can. We endure for the sake of our suffering of our Lord, what he had done for us. Knowing and seeing his suffering, let us, without grumbling, accept whatever crosses we have to bear, and accepting them and carrying them with gratitude to the Lord that he is allowing us to go that road to the kingdom of heaven that will be more, will look more like the road of the Lazarus rather than the road of the rich man, the road of the thorny, the narrow road which leads to kingdom of heaven, and not the wide road which leads to hell. May the Mother of God help all of us to grow more and more spiritually and look forward to be able to meet Abraham and Lazarus and all those saints that have made it to the kingdom of heaven, and so that we'll be able to really have the real joy, not this temporary fleeting good times that the people are craving for here on this earth. We are Orthodox Christians, so let's stop looking for those things. Let's start looking for the eternal things. Amen.